Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I could listen to Brother Walton talking Capitals goals all night long. It's a great sound. The man is the best of the best. And they have been scoring a lot of goals, as we focused on a little earlier in the program. Heavy metal was on hand. And there's nothing like live hockey, no doubt about it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Theme of the day's show, don't thank me, thank Brother Awad, who he dropped it. He dropped the bomb on me this morning and saying that he is going with New York. And he has the right to do that because he wants a higher draft choice. He's not alone. I'm sure many of you feel that way. Thank goodness this, the last of the Mohegans that are still fighting on the sand and are not going for that by any means possible. It's we're downhill with victory in our hands than to be submitted, because there's no guarantees. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, there are no guarantees either way. And you're right. There isn't. But it's what can you live with? And can you live with the pain of last week's loss? Last week's loss wasn't just a loss. It was a butt kicking.
That was pretty embarrassing. That was probably the worst one of the season.
Loss, you can lose a game. The Bear game, we gave it away, I felt.
Yeah.
I felt we were in control enough to, we gave it away.
And also losing to teams like Kansas City and Seattle, I mean, those are some of the better teams in the league. This is a team.
No one with good football sense expected you to beat the Hawks or the Chiefs. But the Bears? And you gave it away. And since that, we've been going downhill. And you need to stabilize this, because I'm telling you, and then after the Minnesota comes up, after watching the Denver performance, we're going to be watching Denver in this postseason. And you are one of the teams that can say, we probably played them as well as anyone, but you didn't get the prize. Now to come in and to think, and here's the thing about when people say they're going to tank. Yeah, we just want to lose. Dude, if you show up, chances are you're going to lose. You ain't doing nothing different. I'm not going to let you cover up behind the fact that you say we did it on purpose. Oh, no. Not going to happen. Go compete. Because what you're doing, now you're insulting my intelligence as someone that can evaluate and look at talent. Because now I'm wondering about the people you picked. Why are you hiding them? When are you going to play them? And are we going to ruin 2-6-26 chasing what 2025 didn't show us? Todd, out in Loudoun, what's on your mind?
I'm thinking about, if the Commanders should tank or not.
Oh, Todd! Young fella. All right. Glad your pops allowed you to watch these games. Uh-huh. No, I don't believe in tanking, because that is, you're trying to make me think you can control your actions. I don't think you can control your actions, because if you did, you'd win. Are you insulting my intelligence to think that you can control? Well, we're going to let them. You're not going to. You can't stop them. You can't stop a nosebleed. So why don't you just prove you can do that? That I can respect more so. I'm not buying it.
Oh.
But you do.
Yeah, and also, like, I mean, I'm stuck between, like, wanting to retain and wanting to win, because this is a good draft pick. But
who's going to pick it? Who's going to select the pick? Are the same people going to do the picking that did last year's picking and the year before that?
Well, I don't know.
I know you don't. That's why you said it. That's why I know you didn't know. Because if you knew, you'd be afraid to let anybody over there have full control of anything until they prove that they're capable of handling their business. I think that's fair. Even coming off last year's terrific season, right now it is normal to question everybody in a position of authority.
Yeah.
Okay. Todd, always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah. One more thing.
Go for it.
What is wrong with the offense, like the plays? Like, why are we running on, like, plays where we should be throwing and then running on plays throwing on plays we should be running? Like that last week when we should have just ran it in with Rodriguez, but they just tried to throw it and missed every single pass.
You know how discouraging it is for me not to be able to answer that for you? I can't answer it because I don't think like they think. So I don't know. I mean, that's out of my realm. When people don't do obvious things, I think that they're doing it on purpose. So, and also, you can't control a man that's in full control. So a man in charge of himself and answers to no one has no one to answer to. That, to me, is a mistake in any form of business. If you're not the head coach, you should not be making decisions that affect the entire team with no remorse. That's just me. Appreciate you, Todd. Keep up the good work. You know, Todd's one of my favorite callers. I mean, if I could replace Linnell with Todd in most of the things that I'm involved in, I'll do it in a minute.
He'd be the real youngest in charge.
He would be the and you know what? And he's just really good. He understands what he's saying. Now he's pops and moms are doing a great job. But that's him though. They're not telling him what to say. He's actually watching this stuff and then coming up with that. And I think it's encouraging. I just hope I hope that his parents are listening. If they want to come down here and put an application, I will replace anything I'm doing with Linnell Willingham. And I'll take Todd immediately. Edward out in Arlington, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to say that a real fan out there, a real hardcore fan, would never, ever tank under any circumstances. They would never say, I want my team to lose, even if it's to, you know, maybe get a chance to win in the future. Mm-hmm. It's like a true competitor, a quarterback who's a competitor. You might say to him, okay, listen, we need you to throw an interception this time. He would say, I'm sorry, but I don't know how to throw an intentional interception.
Yeah, put the backup in.
I'm always going to try to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I try to look at it both ways. I try to look at it both ways. When I heard Awad say it this morning, because I already went through this years ago with Galdi, and I only do this with people I respect. If I didn't respect him, hell, I wouldn't even be discussing this. But I respect him. And I know he wasn't doing it for attention. He honestly believes that if we get higher selection, then maybe we could trade down and get two for one, get a bundle. I know where he's coming from, and I get it. What I don't know how to do is not get fired up.
Okay, let me say this then.
Okay.
Let me ask this then. Mm-hmm. If that's true, if you're just trying to win the game, then be smart. Tank not only one game, tank five games. Tank 10 games. The whole season. That gives you a great opportunity next year to draft very high. Set up a series, a cycle, where five years. Tank, why stop at tanking there? If you want the best chance to get the best players, tank all 4 years, and then in that fifth year, you probably have the best chance to win the game.
But your quarterback he'll be crippled. In other words, you got to expose your best talent and let it get beat up for that to work. So you're going to play Daniels and not block for him? Our offensive line is one of our highlights. We just don't utilize it right. That's not their fault. You got a play caller that is so selfish that he doesn't put the team first. He puts himself first and his concepts. He's not doing it to be mean. He's not doing it out of hate. He's a true believer in himself. I'm not mad at him at all. He shouldn't have the authority to do anything without the blessings of the head coach. I don't blame him. I blame the head coach for not managing his employees. But that's their system. They're happy with it. So be it. If you can live with this, then live with it. But for God's sakes, don't try to talk somebody in that's been through some things and understands a few things about your industry. You will never convince me that it's right for anybody that doesn't have the final say in anything to determine the outcome of any operation we're involved in. If the head man wanted to throw it to an elephant.
Let me ask you.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Do you know, if somebody asked you, do you know how to tank? I mean, I don't know how to tank. I mean, I'm a very competitive person. I wouldn't tank under any circumstance. I just don't know
how to do it.
Well,
you're different, but you're not the norm. You're not the norm. You're abnormal.
But what about you? What about you, Doc?
Oh, no, I'm not tanking.
You're awesome. I mean, I love you. I've been listening for years. I love your attitude. I love the way you approach things. So, and I don't think you could ever tank. I just don't think you could.
Doc doesn't tank. Doc is a tank.
Yeah,
right?
No, I don't know.
He does not tank.
Let me tell you what. Haven't been. We lost five games in a row here with Joe Jackson Gibbs. The only difference for me and a lot of people is that I have seen the glory. We have lost and been reborn, and we ended up 8-8. I've seen what it feels like to not quit, to not give up. And I was also coached by a Hall of Famer, two of them, who didn't know how to quit. Dick Vermeil and Joe Jackson Gibbs are two same guy. They don't have limits. So when you see your coach putting more into it than you got to be ashamed of yourself. And it wasn't about catchphrases.
Amen.
It's about 3 hours on the field. It's about 40 plays live. It's live goal line on Fridays. In season. Okay, so don't tell me about tanking, because I've seen what it looks like not to. But so when you win on every level, high school, college, pros, when you kiss that trophy and you are led by men who don't know how to quit or lose, this is the byproduct of it. I represent people that didn't talk about it. They lived it and did it. And when you are part of that kind of fraternity, and when you've been in there, you have an obligation. You have an obligation. I don't expect people to understand. I don't need your approval. I'm a champion. So if you want to be one, then you'll Agreed. Follow the script. Yeah. If not, then you'll be filthy rich, but you will not wear a ring. You'll be ringless. I can promise you that. Appreciate the call. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
1-800-636-1067. And listen, it's not for everyone. I understand. This is not, could you imagine if everybody was a champion?
That's the definition of participation trophies, I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know what I'm up against. I don't expect people to get it.
We're up against a break.
You were given ribbons and trophies and thanks for just showing up. You got to be kidding me.
Hey, let me tell you, my parents were too.
My age, I'm in the era of first place, second place, third place. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Always good to see Victor over here, a.k.a. the boss man on the electrical side of this business. And getting ready for tomorrow, game day. It's weird, man. It doesn't feel like it. You know, he just doesn't.
The excitement's gone for
yeah,
me.
you say the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone.
Yeah, man. B.B. King, man.
B.B. King, man. That's a classic.
I love B.B. King, by the way.
I do, too. But, you know, in this case, we were so hyped up. It was so much promise. And then we got, Linnell was trying to say the season was over like a week or so ago, and I fought it. Mathematically, we had a shot. All I could remember was, how could a team that made a Hail Mary, how could a team that hit Terry in the corner against Cincinnati, how could a team that returned a pick against Detroit, how could a team that did what it did in less than a calendar year ago be out.
I mean, I honestly think a lot of it starts with Adam Peters keeping Terry out for so long, not signing him, you know? I feel that that just threw our whole offense out of rhythm from the start of the season.
You know what? In his defense.
And for what? And for what? He signed him anyway.
But in his defense, I don't think he realized how powerful the influence that Terry had on the entire team, not just the offense.
Then that's his mistake.
Well, that's my point. When I realized it.
You're trying to make an example out of him.
No, I'm looking at it from the outside in. Because not being there every day anymore. I didn't realize what a force he is as a leader for the entire team. He leads them out of that damn locker room 90% of the time.
Yeah, and when you start playing contract games with a guy like that, everyone else on that team sees that. And
exactly.
It's not motivating, let me tell you.
Right. In other words, if this was a labor union, he's like the guy. And I didn't realize to that degree. I was just looking at him as an offensive weapon. He's far more than that.
Yeah, he is. He really is on this team.
Exactly, which you assume. And because Jaden was a baby.
I think of him like Zimmerman was on the Nats. He was the guy through all the thick and thin, and he was still there performing his best the whole time.
Yeah, good comparison.
You know, not like moral leader, but like, you know, the heart of the team in a lot of ways.
Spiritual. Yeah. It's like spiritual, emotional, exactly. Spiritual.
And it's like, and then you're going to do him like that? And then you're going to do him like that? Like, come on, man.
And here's the deal. He's not a big mouth guy. It's not like he's always running his mouth.
No.
He's more like E.F. Hutton. When he speaks, everybody listens. He's a rallier, and I think that the front office kind of slept on his influence.
I think it just started the whole season off on the wrong foot, add some key injuries into that mix, and then here we are.
They also
omit,
they're the one who broke their wide receiver room up.
Oh, yeah.
They did that. Yeah, he made it available. Now, we can all look back and say woulda, shoulda, coulda. And I know what Coach Verbanek is going to say right now. Words of losers. Now what are we going to do? I don't even want to cast any blame on the past. I'm done with the past. What are we going to do now? Because last week's performance is pathetic. That's the thing I can't live with.
Yeah.
I can live with the fact that we played Denver and lost. But I felt my head was still high. I go, we're going to be all right. I can't explain what happened against Minnesota.
Yeah, just a week later or whatever.
A week later with the same people in the same room being fed the same propaganda.
They made the worst offense in the league look dynamic.
So does that mean that they're not listening anymore to the slogans?
I don't know, man.
Well, it's telling me something. So I can't have you say, let's tank this week when you tanked last week.
Yeah, that wasn't a tank.
Yeah, well, no, it is to me.
Well,
your performance
here's the question.
You tanked.
It's pretty bold to presume that they can tank as though they could win something and choose to lose at this point.
I'm just saying that I can't live with it. Not going to do it. And I'm going to wait to see who comes out of that huddle. Because if not, all the things that you've had all year that you've demonstrated you had a feel for your own team, now I have doubt on whether you know your own team. 527 in the nation's capital. When in doubt, we usually go to our own professor, Professor Holden.
I get the big brain on this.
Yeah, absolutely, to get some answers done. As always, he's out at covering an event. This brother is always working, and that's why we're glad we get a chance to work with him. Lou Holder, when we come back here on Sports Saturday.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Always quite an honor. We hardly ever know where Professor Holder is holding up because Saturdays for Lou is a work day. And he's at an event, he's keynote, he's doing a TED talk, or he is bringing in an HBCU official to dedicate a new name change. Today, and this shows my age, marks the 20th anniversary of the game, George Mason's basketball team, 2006. Wow. And I remember that. Trying to remember the name of the arena.
Verizon.
Yeah, you're right, Verizon Center. Your boy was on point, then went to Indianapolis, followed the whole thing. It was one of the most incredible things that will go in my top 10 in covering things as a member of the media.
Yeah. Hi, Doc.
Hey, Lou.
What's up? What's up? It's good to be on with you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, it's not. I wish they were happier. We've had a day of nothing new to you, but we've been. AWOD set the tone today. Who I respect, and he said that he's going for New York, that this tanking for a pick, which I am obviously the opposite of, I'm playing, because you got to show me you even know how to win. By tanking, it says if you lose, you lost on purpose. I don't believe that. I believe if you lose, it's because you didn't have the ability to win. What else are you doing this for? I'm doing this to win. So if I don't win, that goes against everything I'm about. I don't even want to learn how that works. Mm-hmm. You know, you're copping out by saying you ain't got to go to no extreme to lose. Hell, you lose damn near every game you're involved in. So I don't buy that. It really irritated, not him, love AWOD, but the idea, the notion that this could be true. So I put it to the people. Okay. Y'all in or you quitting?
So we're going to address this first or the George Mason thing?
No, you're going to do you first. You're our guest. We honor you first.
So 2006, that will go down as in the top four, maybe top four things that I have covered in my lifetime.
Wow. Metal, you hear that?
And there's been a lot. There's been a lot that I've covered in my time as a broadcaster. Yeah. But the way that, I mean, you know, when you hear Luther Vandross go one shining moment and you see all of those upsets and things that happen that are all over the country, right? But when you actually get a chance to experience it,
yeah,
the little engine that could out of Fairfax that, you know, was just like, okay. And then they're knocking off one former national champion in Michigan State. Then they knock off another one in North Carolina. They come home and they beat Wichita State, right? And then they beat UConn. Four of those guys went to the pros. Four of those guys went to the, I'll never forget that run, and they lost to Florida, but that captivated the entire, not just region, the whole nation.
Yeah.
I mean, but people are still chanting Vern Lundquist, by George, the dream is alive.
Yeah.
And then you see that just the swell of media, and I was working for Fox at the time, and it was just a magical ride. It's why that tournament is so beloved in this country, because anything can happen, because you have David playing Goliath all over the place, and you gotta play the games. You gotta play the games. And so to see Coach Larrañaga, who was the mastermind of the whole thing, to see Tony Skin, who credits Jim Larrañaga almost like an Allen Iverson, John Thompson saving his life, yeah, like getting him right, you know, the Lamar Butler, Jai Lewis, all them were there. I hadn't been to Fairfax in a minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was there when Tony got the job, but I hadn't been there for a minute to see Larrañaga and all them there. It was one of those moments I'll never forget. And to see all those guys alive and well and reunion and hugging and their families and everything like that. They put a banner up for Jim Larrañaga just for all he's done. It was just magical. I mean, you remember those times in your life as a broadcaster and as a person. And as far as good moments go, I've had some bad ones too. But as far as good moments go, man, that run that team went on with nobody that went to the pros and how they took down Blue Bloods that had all kind of NBA players littered all over those rosters, and how they took them all down and lost to Florida in the Final Four. This region is indebted to that team like no other, and it was just good to be back. So, yeah, that was fun for me today. This was fun.
Metal, it was you. I don't know what the greatest run that you followed while being in media, whether it's Caps, whether it's Nats, whether it's Commander, whatever. But I can honestly say you can hear it in Lou's voice. Having been there myself and been in Indianapolis, been there on the whole run, mm-hmm, next to Georgetown and Maryland, because they had significant runs, and we got to get close to that, or Capitals runs.
Yep.
And all these that, runs,
or the
Nats.
Yep.
Or Nats runs, mm-hmm, they all have a similarity to me. It's all like you're in a very special moment, and it may not happen again. To me, what makes it so priceless is that it doesn't happen all the time. In this case, that was a first. And for you to be able to see it, and then the electricity in this city.
Oh my goodness,
man.
Chris,
so
Chris,
you know, I went to
hard.
George Mason, right?
Not because during that time.
I had already moved on from George Mason at that point, but yes.
Okay.
I was a huge fan of March Madness. I still am, whatever.
Okay.
And I remember watching all those. I mean, I wasn't covering them in the media at that time, but. No, it's huge.
It was alumni of Mason. It was phenomenal.
And the thing that sets that apart, why it's creeping up even more and more in my head, mm-hmm, all the things that you just mentioned, Doc, the Maryland team, the Georgetown team, the Caps, the Nats, there was at least one bona fide superstar or person that was like on a national level.
GW's run? Yika Dare?
You had to. There was no one on George Mason that was in that ilk that you could say that was, you know, they were nationally ranked. There was a McDonald's All-American.
You're right.
This was a team that came together and bonded as a team, and no one, No one gave them a shot. And so that is what why, you know, when I look at all the other runs and championships that have come out of this area, why this run, even though they didn't win it all, why this run is up there in the pantheon of special moments in Washington, D.C., DMV area history, is that there was no superstars, just a bunch of guys together that believed that they could win, and Larrañaga wouldn't let them lose. Like, I mean, it was just, that was the magic of it, Chris and Doc, that there was just no, there was no superpower there. It was just what the tournament is all about.
That UConn game was just insane. I mean, I'll never forget the electricity of watching that in a George Mason bar just off campus with a ton of other, you know, alumni and stuff. It was just awesome. It's just one of those, you know, special things. Like, I wasn't at the game, but I still, you know, I still felt part of it, you know?
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun.
Well, once again, you always bring those memories back for us. Has made it to the big screen?
Make you go,
Yeah, you're right. Wait, has this made it to the big screen yet?
Man, no, but there was somebody doing a documentary out there that's putting this together. I would love to find out at some point who would play Jim Larrañaga
I'm surprised this hasn't made it to the big screen.
If they won the whole thing, Doc, it would have.
It would have, yeah, so but that's
they,
what it needed.
If they won the whole thing, it would have, but I think because they lost to Florida and they didn't. But, I mean, to this area, it don't matter. It don't matter. For this area, it does not matter. That if you pour true serum into anybody who was around at that time, they cannot deny that that has got to be in their Mount Rushmore of favorite moments in sports here.
Absolutely.
I would just like to say that Gene Hackman lost in Hoosiers also.
Yeah.
Huh?
Gene Hackman lost in Hoosiers. So.
Yeah.
No, you're right. But it's on the Mount Rushmore.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be.
It has to be because of the lack of superstar and just coming out of the eight.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just. I mean,
and that's tough because Maryland and Georgetown can claim a spot in that. That's 3 out of 4. And I was mentioning, you know, what happened with Yinka Dare, what Catholic has had. We've had moments throughout this area, and it's great, man. No, you energized. You know, this is a horrible week with pro football in this town, and so this worked out.
Well,
perfect.
I mean, but I mean, to your question, I mean, I'm heading up to New York for that game, and I'll be at the Philly game, and I'll be at the Dallas game, and I'll be at the other Philly game. I don't bet that tanking. I mean, what does tanking do? Right? So you get a top draft choice, but if there's no one there to coach the top draft choice, what does it mean? Like, we've had top draft choices, everything. If you're going to lose to get a position, that means nothing to me. Like, there's so few of these games. I never liked load management for the hockey and the basketball, and I definitely don't like it for the football, right? And, you know, I mean, we don't know if this is the last go-around, the last four games for Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner's going to be playing. Like, this is probably it for him, right? I mean, so I don't subscribe to the tanking. Tanking for what? Like, what are you tanking for? To get a better pick that if they're not coached right, it doesn't matter.
Got to have somebody to pick it. Then you have to develop it.
You've got to develop it.
Yeah.
And that's the missing link. You can pick all day long, but if you can't develop them while they're here, then what is the point? What is the point? So you have football games that in that sport, if you don't play to your high potential, I mean, you could end up in the hospital or even worse. Like, you got to go out there and you got to play. You got to play. You got to play. So if that is the topic of the day, whether you tank to get a better pick or not, my answer is unequivocally no. You do not tank. You try. This is it. Like, that Minnesota game was the last game that you were going to play outside of your division. The last four is for the ultimate P word, pride. I mean, this is like, you got the Eagles twice, who are in disarray. You got the Giants, who, I mean, they are what they are. And then you got the Cowboys, and you never know what they do in December. You always know what they do in December on Christmas Day. So you got to evaluate talent, and you got a lot of other things. Now, we had a reprieve for a year, Doc. But we're used to this kind of stuff in December, like not playing for stuff. I mean, you had a couple of runs with Joe Gibbs, and you had that last year, you know. But this is kind of, I mean, I know how to cover a team that's not relevant in December. Sadly, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
and you know, hopefully we get to the other side where it's going to be more of a rarity than a normality. But I mean, I'm not far removed from 3 years ago when we didn't make the, you know, when this team wasn't doing anything in December. And it's the same conversation that we had then that we're having now, evaluating talent, find out who you have for next year, and then moving on. There's people there that I still want to see play. I want to see Jordan McGee. I want to see some other people play. I want to see Will Harris play. I want to see all of that. So I'm not driving all the way up to New York to see people tank.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
I'll tell you one thing, brother. I'm with you. We thought you'd be there. We appreciate you. I do hope that somewhere in our future, a guy like Jeremiah Love is in the picture. If you ask me, I want to help JD5. And the way to help him is to get the ball out of his hands. The offensive line is protecting him, but we got to get him a viable option, because as long as we don't have it, we're going to end up wearing him out, and he won't last 10 years.
Well, we need, I mean, I have to be honest, Doc. I mean, I'm spoiled in this town. People who have seen the best to do it, and you played for the man. When you see somebody like Joe Gibbs who makes in-game adjustments like no other.
Oh yeah,
you can't really tell anybody else in this town something else and expect us not to believe what we already know, that it's the coaching. It's not the X's and the O's, it's the Jimmys and the Joes. Like, you have to be able to be able to play to your strengths. And well, I have to say that I thought that Cliff Kingsbury took a step back big time, because they do have all the weapons, but who's calling the plays to make sure that this thing is running? And what happened last year versus what happens now, both the coordinators, one's been replaced by the head coach, the other one, I'm looking out the side of my eye.
Well, I'll give you a name to remember as we depart. Tom Landry. He did them both. And that's what I said 3 weeks ago. The DQ, he had the right idea. He just didn't execute the full plan. He only went halfway. He should have relieved both of them, both coordinators, and had the final word, and he didn't. And it has cost them all. Lou, we appreciate you, dog. Nothing but love for you and the family. Enjoy it. Great job today on your special. Can't wait to chat again.
All right, Chris. All right, Doc.
You got it, brother.
Happy holidays. See you soon.
And it's Lou Holder, and he is, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. Commanders and the New York Football Giants. It's going to be a tough watch for Chris Russell, a.k.a. the Rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo. His whole show of traitors. You know, Giants, Cowboys, the whole nine yards, but that's okay. They'll have their day. It's been great, Metal. It's always fun. Always good to be.
I always love working with you, Doc.
Yeah, kicking it with you. So let's make way. Army, Navy, in a battle, shootout, I say go Commanders, winner take all.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.